Have you considered using a scribe in urgent care? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today we're looking at a recent open access article from the BMJ. It is titled, Impact of Scribes on Emergency Medicine Doctors' Productivity and Patient Throughput, a Multicenter Randomised Trial. You can find this paper in a link in the show notes. Thorough documentation of consultations and good clear notes are a vital part of all medical practice, not just urgent care. This ensures your colleagues fully understand what has been done and said to the patient if they subsequently see them. It enables clear communication with the patient's general practitioner or with hospital specialties. And it also ensures that you can reliably recall all salient information if you ever are called upon to defend your actions in the event of an adverse outcome. Now, depending on your typing skills or your handwriting speed, you may find it time-consuming to write down every relevant piece of history, examination, and plan for each patient you see. Even if you are adept on a keyboard, if you're faced with an influx of patients, many of whom might be requiring you to manage complex conditions at the same time, the chances of you omitting important information might be quite high. How many of you have felt that a 5-minute consult then resulted in 10 minutes of paperwork? So with increased demand for our services, set against a modern medical requirement for thorough documentation, is there a way we could speed up this process? Well, the attached paper is worth reading. It is a study based in 5 Australian EDs, and they looked at the effect on productivity of a clinician who had a trained medical scribe following them around doing a large number of clerical duties. These included documenting histories, examinations, diagnosis, disposal, and discharge documentation, chasing hospital records, chasing results and paperwork, communication with other departments, printing advice sheets, and many, many more administrative tasks. The study concluded that these scribes increased clinician productivity and decreased patients' length of stay. They also state that the cost analysis was favourable. So we would be interested in hearing the thoughts of the urgent care community on this or any other way in which we can improve productivity by offloading tasks to other, suitably trained staff. Have any of you tried something like this? Is the cost likely to be prohibitive to urgent care clinics here in New Zealand? And to our listeners from the USA, how do the urgent care clinics in the States balance adequate documentation with maintaining adequate throughput of patients? Let us know your thoughts via podcast at rnzcuc.org.nz or pop over to the Facebook page and leave a comment there. We will discuss this, along with any correspondence, in the main podcast at the end of the month. Whilst you're at it, please share the podcast with all your medical contacts on social media. We'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.